after the following messages.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Radical Joyce, We Can Start All Over Again. The tune is Never Go Back.
Never go back, never go back. It was so-
That was Never Go Back from Radical Joyce, We Can Start All Over Again. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. Tonight sees the BCIHL Red Leafs in action as they host the UVic Vikes at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, where the puck drop is at 7 p.m.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or shootout loss. The Vancouver Island University is first at 13-3, 26 points. University of Victoria, which is VIU's Vancouver Island rival, is 11-4-1, 23 points. Okanagan Lakers, third, 8-7-1, 17 points. Simon Fraser, fourth, 5-8-2, 12 points. And Logan Lake Miners are last at 2-13.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city, for over the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued a Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16 as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e., Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023, where a key change is, municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed the third reading, with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 16, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched its second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. That is Surrey City Council. On December 11th, Jazz Johal, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a Patterson billboard between 60th Avenue and 176th Street blasting the Surrey Police Service with the slogan, NDP police transition will cost you more, with the last four letters in capital letters. On the middle were three claims. A, $466 million over the next 10 years. B, massive double-digit tax increase. And C, less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says, find more at ndpsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey, which explicitly states the Mayor Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. On December 12th, Janet Brown of Global News reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, according to the Surrey Mayor, Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in comparison to transitioning from the Surrey RCMP to SPS. On January 11th, the Surrey Police Union revealed that Surrey City rejected paying 10 recruits, which drew a sharp rebuke from the BC Premier David Eby, as the city cited the SPS went over budget, according to its lawyer Peter German, which has forced the Surrey Police Union to pay them, also drew condemnation from Safe Surrey Coalition councillors Doug Elford, Mandeep Nagra, along with Linda Annis from Surrey First, according to Bo Simpson of Surrey Now Leader. Surrey and SPB traded barbs on January 16th. As the Mayor Locke publicized on the city website that the SPS went over budget, as it spent $75.4 million in 2023, a budget overrun of $26.7 million, including 100 officers not on the front line, justified the city's refusal to pay 10 officers last month, as civic budgets cannot run deficits, and trashed the BC NDP government for imposing the expensive Surrey Police Service to the residents. The Surrey Police Board countered on the same day, on January 16, 2024, as the SPB Administrator Mike Sir claimed the following: Surrey Police Service make 30% of officers deployed to keep Surrey safe. The SPB, with Locke as its chair, submitted the SPS 2023 original budget of $157.6 million to Surrey City, but the city slashed the SPS budget by 70% to $48.8 million, as Surrey planned to kill the SPS and keep the Surrey RCMP. And after Minister Farnworth's decision in 2023, the SPS and city officials agreed to a $75 million budget for the SPS in 2023, but Mayor Locke rejected the revised 2023 budget. The Surrey Police Union also chimed in against Locke's claims in their own press release, as the SPU president Rick Stewart wrote that Surrey's 2023 police budget assumed the following: the Surrey RCMP would remain the police of jurisdiction, and the SPS would last until July 2023. But even after Minister Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the policing transition, Surrey City refused to adjust the budget. Furthermore, Stewart pointed out that Surrey's 2023 third quarter financial report had a policing surplus of $19 million on top of $83 million for severance had the SPS dissolved, being allocated for future expenses, which has ballooned Surrey's policing surplus to a total of $102 million with a $330 million budget. On January 19th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, visited some Surrey Police Service officers when the Surrey Police Board had another meeting where Kyle Friesen, the SPS in-house lawyer, claimed that a petition, which Surrey has filed too in the BC Supreme Court, does not stop the transition, just as Kevin Liu was assigned on January 4th. None of the SPS, RCMP, NPF, and SPU are parties to the petition, but it's the city, Surrey, against BC's Attorney General, Nikki Sharma, and the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, Mike Farnworth. Furthermore, Friesen added the review standard for a judicial review is not correct decision, but if it's a reasonable decision by the minister and the director of police services, which is Glenn Lewis, according to Tom Zatarok of the Surrey Now Leader on January 22nd. The next day, on January 23rd, the Surrey Police Service tweeted the link about its 2023 expenditures up to November 30th, which was revealed during the Surrey Police Board meeting 4 days prior at just under $66 million. On January 25th, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30th, 2023. With the SPS having 215 officers currently deployed, $141.5 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available. At a total of $337 million, 480 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526, 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assumed the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed the suggestion that the transition would go forward without residents being forced to pay more is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the NDP government, according to a press release on the Surrey City website. On February 3rd, Bob Mackin reported a deep look at Surrey's fight against the SPS on multiple outlets, where Surrey's city manager Rob Costanzo signed with Kirk & Co., a Vancouver agency, on November 22, 2023, where Kirk & Co. was contracted to be paid a minimum of $100,000 in Surrey's $500,000 campaign against the BC NDP and SPS. Between October 30th and December 15th, 2023, Surrey paid out $172,000, with just under $90,000 to Kirk & Co., and over $20,000 for Patterson Outdoor, among other things. Among the 19 people in Kirk & Co. is Mike McDonald, who is the ex-husband of Jessica McDonald, as the chief strategic officer, the first and the last chief of staff for the BC Liberal Premier, Christy Clark, between 2011 and 2017. Jessica McDonald, on the other hand, was hired by Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, last summer on a two-year contract totaling $500,000. On February 5th, the Save Surrey Coalition, the party of the last mayor, Doug McCallum, slammed the current mayor, Brenda Locke, citing five murders in 2024, with the last one on February 2nd, accused Locke of obstructing deployment of 50 additional SPS officers, urged her to stop her petty and vindictive politics. On the same day, the SPS announced 11 more officers were deployed, to about 200 officers actively deployed into operational police roles. The next day, on February 6, the SPS clarified to the yours truly that group deployments started in November 2021, and today, which was February 6th, over 200 officers have been deployed via Twitter. Later on February 6th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke minimized 11 additional SPS officers' deployment as they don't make a big dent, and fired back at the Save Surrey Coalition councillor Mandy Negra by claiming fear-mongering, the crime severity index going down in the last decade, the SSC refused to hire more officers in 2018, didn't add one firefighter and one bylaw officer, while Surrey grew by 60,000 between 2018 and 2022, according to Tom Zeterek of Surrey Now Leader. On the night of February 6th, several SPS officers, including the Chief Lauren Lipinski, went to the Punjabi Press Club to provide updates on the transition.
At Inspire, we know a lot about Indigenous success. It's what we build together each and every day. We're one of Canada's leading nonprofits. Not only do we help erase the financial burden of post-secondary education costs for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit students across Turtle Island, we also provide access to future career and education prospects for Indigenous students through our Rivers to Success mentorship program. It's free to join. Register today for monthly events happening across Turtle Island. You'll get the latest information about your future post-secondary and career options. Register online now at riverstosuccess.ca. Again, that's riverstosuccess.ca. Register today. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Thank you for listening to Episode 6 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Rose City's band, Garden Party. Let's see. Chasing Rainbows.
to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.